entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. What's going on, everybody? My name is Stephen Knight, and welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. As always, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. We have a great show lined up for you. We'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Now, it's seldom that we get an opportunity to speak with people behind the stars, but tonight we welcome Corey Taylor, who has managed and or worked with some of your favorites in music, from SWV to Carl Thomas, Camila from 702, Fantasia, and more. As always, want to be part of the discussion, so call in with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can join us in chat. There's a link on our Facebook page. But first, Ms. Parker is actually out tonight, so Adam has stepped in the co-host chair. What's going with you, Adam?
Hey, good, good. Nothing much. How's it going with you?
Pretty good. How was your weekend?
Pretty good, pretty busy. Saturday just kind of hung out with some friends for a little while, all day, and then Sunday, a friend of ours, he organizes this kind of adult field day thing he does about every year.
Okay.
You know, just the different events, dodgeball, tug of war, things like that. So did that pretty much all day yesterday. Perfect weather.
Yeah.
How about you?
Actually, I performed over the weekend. I had this I performed at the event before. It's like a date night kind of thing where they say for singles and couples. For me, it's more like for couples. But they have poetry and wine. I mean, not poetry, sorry. Painting and wine. The lady instructs, and I performed it before as an entertainment. Well, this week it was one of the ladies who was there. It was her birthday, and they surprised her. And I was actually almost like the person jumping out of the cake.
Oh, really, you were the birthday present.
Right, I sang happy birthday to her, and I sang a little bit of Stevie Wonder song, Isn't She Lovely? And she was very, surprised and happy because she didn't know who I was, but she thought I could sing.
That's
like,
awesome. That's great.
Yeah. Right. Well, before we go into bring Chike on so you can do movie reviews, I want to make an announcement. We're doing the first ever Stephen Knight Show singing competition. We are going to have our very first, like I said, singing competition on the show. We're seeking amateur singers who are looking to gain exposure. You will compete with other singers live on our internet radio show over the course of 4 weeks. There will be eliminations and eventually a winner chosen through votes by our listeners. If you're interested, send us a clip of a YouTube video link. Email it to us if you're singing to thestephenknightshow@gmail.com. Now, all videos must be submitted by September 14th. You must be 18 years or older to enter. If selected, you will be contacted no later than September 21st. The competition will kick off October 1st, 2012. We look forward to hearing from you. A lot of talented people out there. For more information, you can visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/thestephenknightshow, or our website, thestephenknightshow.web.com, for more information. So definitely send your videos. I already got some videos, and I haven't watched them yet, but I'm sure it's some pretty talented people. So, for this. So what's up, Chike? I know you had a busy weekend.
What's going on, people? How's everybody doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah. I had a crazy good weekend. Fashion Stop magazine asked me to come out and cover the Atlantic City's first Fashion Week. So I went and covered that. I had a blast. I had a ball. You can't go wrong with fashion and AC and the lights and the gambling and the food. You just can't go wrong. So So that was
a sweet gig.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I did manage to see one movie, or I should say not. I went to go see The Possession. Trash. They should take the reel and throw it in the dumpster.
Wow.
You know, I'm fiending for a horror movie. So I was really excited for another, you know, Possession movie to come out. You know, The Possession of Emily Rose was pretty good. The Exorcist is still a classic. So I was hoping that they were going to, you know, come back with, you know, another classic Possession movie. No, it's trash.
Right, yeah.
They need to burn the film.
Oh, wow.
So
that
was the only movie that I managed to see this weekend. So
yeah,
don't go see that one.
I was telling Steven earlier, this weekend, this past weekend has been the lowest box office weekend in revenue since 2001, around September 2001. So they've hit the lowest revenue this weekend, and as you can tell from what's been out, like The Possession and a few others, that it's been it's traditionally after Labor Day, they say there's not a big movie push until later on. But yeah, it's been a pretty weak season right now, especially for the Hollywood movies.
Now, I'm sorry,
go ahead,
Steven.
I was going to ask Adam. Okay.
I was going to ask Adam, since he, you know, is my partner in crime on this. You know, it's been my thing in, you know, my message to Hollywood that they need to stop recycling stories. Don't be afraid to tell the original stories. I find that the better movies are the independents, and the independents don't get the box office draws as the big budget because they don't have the budget to do the marketing for them. But they're better quality movies. Why do you think that Hollywood is so reluctant to take a chance on original stories?
I think because at the end of the day, these Hollywood producers are business people. They'll look at the numbers, and if they can rehash an old story without buying a new screenplay, without spending money on a new idea, they'll just throw that together, find someone that can punch out a rehash of the same story without buying an original screenplay, and just throw in some named actors and call it a day. I think it's kind of, I want to say, laziness on the producer's part, where they don't care about the creativity. They're just trying to push numbers, and they can see how much they can make off of a movie without spending as much as they would for an original story.
There you go.
Are there any movies coming out that you think that will, you know, you said the sales are low, especially this week. Are there any movies coming out that will boost momentum for people to go to the movie theaters again?
I'm thinking Looper with
Justin Gordon-Levitt.
Yes, and I can't think of his name.
Bruce Willis,
yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
yeah, I think that movie is going to be a big draw. You know, it's science fiction and it's action, and it's Bruce Willis. I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
Absolutely.
The premise is really
there's
nice.
Some movies coming out, yeah. So there's some movies coming out later on in the year. I think Resident Evil is coming out again. I think that's going to do a big draw. But that's another story that's just being drawn out, and it's a video game. It's a video game that they made into a movie. So basically it's a story that's still recycled.
Exactly.
I'm looking to see what they're going to strum up for us toward the holiday season, like we talked about earlier in the month. Oz is coming out. That's the original story, but yet again based off of something previous. So we'll see.
And of course, The Hobbit looks like it'll be a good one.
Yeah.
And that should be coming around Christmas, around that time. So
we'll definitely be tuning in to see what comes on, what happens in Hollywood. Come on, Hollywood, get your minds right.
Right, exactly.
Well, thank you, Chicken.
And to America,
always,
don't sleep on the independent. Please don't sleep on the independent. If you want quality, that's where you go.
I heard that. Well, listen, Chicken, as always, we definitely appreciate you, and we'll talk to you again next week, okay?
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, Ron, what's going on?
Mr. Knight. How's it going, man? Hey, Adam, how's it going?
Hey, good. How have you been?
I'm good, man. Can't complain.
How are the games?
Oh, the games, man. This weekend was was really nice, really, really nice. Mm-hmm. As we all know, Robert Griffin III definitely showed mm-hmm. out. He, to me, is the best rookie quarterback. The man can – he can play. That's it, point-blank period. Yeah. There are actually mm-hmm. questions. People actually thought maybe he couldn't really throw. He was just a running quarterback only, and he proved that not only can he run, but he can throw. He can throw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the talk of DC right now. Let's see.
He's an all-around nice guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he's a cool guy. He is not arrogant, superficial.
Yeah.
He's just a really humble man. He is really, really cool guy. Let's see. Serena Williams, congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Serena, man, I was kind of scared, though, for like a minute, though. I was kind of scared. Like, here we go, she's going to lose. Here we go. But she turned it out.
Yeah, and I think that's
Serena
her 15th title. So
again,
she's been winning for like 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She's definitely a beast. Also, big ups to Andy Murray winning his first ever Grand Slam championship. He won the U.S. Open for the men. So congratulations. Big accomplishment
for
Andy
Murray.
That
was today, I think.
Yeah, that was today. So, and
mm-hmm.
Murray, good job. Yeah. Let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, speaking of the Redskins beating the Saints yesterday, also the Saints, Jonathan Vilma and Will Smith, they were actually able to rejoin the Saints after an appeals panel ruled in their favor against the NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. I don't know if you all remember last year with the whole entire like bounty gate thing with the Saints, with like their some of their players were actually
problem with that.
Well, yeah. So like the coaches and I think like two or three players from the Saints were actually they had like a one-year ban. They were kicked out of the NFL for a year. But anyway, the players actually won their appeals and they're now back on the team. So congratulations to the players.
Absolutely.
And that's pretty much it in the world of sports. I mean, I'm sure that pretty much everyone watched the games Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll also talk about Dallas. Dallas won Wednesday. Congratulations. I'm not a Dallas fan. I'm sorry.
We could guess.
Right. I'm not a Dallas fan at all, but they won. They beat the reigning Super Bowl champions, so congratulations. And also, big ups to the Falcons, man. The Falcons look good. Yes.
Yeah.
The Falcons look real good. Will it last? I hope so. We'll have to see. Oh, and also, really, really quick, also, Michael Vick, man. 4 interceptions, and they still won the game.
Whew.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Did you all see that final touchdown pass that Vick threw?
No, I didn't see it.
Nah.
He killed it.
You all didn't see it? Okay, anyway, it was like, it was amazing. Vick threw it, kind of like threaded the needle. He caught it. He was on like the 1 yard line, tippy toeing in, and just fell into the end zone for the touchdown, and they won by a point. So,
wow! He's doing his thing, though, huh?
Congratulations, Adi. And that's pretty much it. Yo, you can find me on Facebook at Aaron Cosby, or you can find me on Twitter at Stephen? A1_TWENTY12. And Instagram A1_TWENTY12. You know what, man? I might change that. I'm not.
You need to do something that you can remember.
It's just too much spelling. People are like, damn, man, I have to spell. You can't have nothing easy.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it, y'all. And y'all have a good night.
All right, you too. You too, everyone.
All right, man. Good night.
Miss Ferguson, are you awake? Miss Ferguson here today?
Yes, I'm here.
I was about to say, where is my Miss Ferguson? You know we need these sales and discounts and stuff you bring in. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing tonight? How was your Labor Day?
Labor Day was cool. It was very cool. How was yours? We didn't talk about that.
I rested, of course.
Of course.
Like an old woman. And shop. I shop just a little bit.
You're right. I know. We know you shop. We know that.
Well, I do have a couple of things for everybody tonight.
Okay.
And hopefully, you know, everybody will benefit from the things that I've found. But here we go. So I came across a designer sale by Neiman Marcus. And it's my last call of Neiman Marcus. Of course, as you guys may know, it's their outlet store. If you shop now, you can get an extra 25. And this is for the ladies only, by the way. Well, actually, no, not necessarily. They do have, you know, like some bags and things for guys, but it's mainly handbags and accessories for ladies. But if anybody, and that's, of course, if you're interested in anything designer, but you have to hurry because the sale ends today. So if you go, and of course, you can. Neiman Marcus has an online store. So if you go to Last Call by Neiman Marcus, if you don't know the website, you can Google it. But like I said, there you can get an extra 25% off of all handbags and accessories. And Neiman Marcus really only sells designer things. So I would check that out if you're interested in designer. Ann Taylor is having a fashion fall sale. And if you shop now, you can get 30% off of everything, including sale items. So if you're shopping online, you'll need to use the code FALL30, but that's 30% off of everything in the store, so you really can't beat that. And, of course, my advice to everyone, if they're giving 30% off of everything, my advice would be to hit up the sale items first. That's always where I go first, and then I start venturing out to everything else, but I usually don't try to buy anything that's not on sale. Nordstrom, they're having a shoe sale. This is for ladies and guys. They're trying to get rid of, like, a lot of their shoes, you know, to get ready for the fall, as most stores do. So if you shop there now, you can get up to 40% off of select shoes, and they have tons of things to choose from. It's like, I don't know if you guys know this, but Nordstrom is like a mega shoe store. They have all kinds of things, and I even love Nordstrom Rack because they have all types of shoes. Yeah, so you'll be really impressed by their sale items. Like I said, you can get up to 40% off of select shoes. Steve Madden is also having a shoe sale. And if you shop now through midnight, you can get 30% off of select shoes. And if you're shopping online, which, of course, you would have to be if you're shopping tonight, if you're shopping online, you have to use the code BOOT30. So that's BOOT30. Today is the last day to shop DSW and Save. You can, if you spend $74, you can get 10. This is for girls and guys. If you spend $74, you can get $10 off. If you spend $139, you can get $25 off. And if you spend $199, you can get $40 off of your purchase. And if you're shopping online, of course, this is the only time you'll be able to shop now. This time of night, anyway. You have to use code SPLURGE, and that's SPLURGE, SPLURGE. Banana Republic is also having a sale. They call this their September sale. If you shop now, you can get 30% off of select items, and I do believe that this includes sale items. You have to, if you're shopping online, you have to use the code BRSEPT. So it's like September, the first four letters of September. So BRSEPT, and the sale, of course, ends tonight. And a lot of these sales, the reason that they're ending today is because they usually like to carry things over from Labor Day. So they'll usually have like a week-long sale or a two-week-long sale from Labor Day. So you'll hear a lot of these sales ending tonight. And last but not least, this isn't necessarily a sale, but this is more like a freebie. I love freebies, so I love to tell everybody about freebies. I love totes. I don't care what kind of tote it is. If it's a tote, if you can put something in, if you can put something in it and carry it around, I want that. I want that piece. So wet heel I need it in my life. I have so many toes, it's ridiculous. But wet heel, they're giving away a free tote with any $30 purchase, and that's now through next Monday. So I would definitely hurry out. You know, you can get so many things with wet heel. You can probably get like 55 items for $30 in wet heel because it's just like a budget. It's like a budget design store. So I would definitely go out there, see what they're talking about, because I'm sure they're going to have tons of things to choose from. Because, like, if you go on Westfield, you could go crazy. So go into Westfield, get your $30 worth of stuff, and, of course, it will be worth it. And then you'll also be able to pick up a free tote. And, of course, this is while supplies last, but now through next Monday, they're giving away free totes. So that was the last thing I had for you guys this evening.
And they can find all that at budgetshopaholic.com. Is that correct?
They surely can.
All right. Well, thank you, Janera. All right. Have a good one, okay? All right.
Okay. Talk to you, Steven. Bye.
All right. And, Adam, now, Ms. Parker's not here tonight. She does entertainment. So we're going to go through entertainment. And you kind of give me some of your thoughts on some of this stuff here. First, we got to give a special rest in peace to Michael Duncan, who you know was in the Great Mile. That's known for his role in the Great Mile. He passed away.
Green Mile.
Our thoughts are definitely with his thoughts and prayers with his family and friends and fans. He was a great actor, and
mm-hmm.
that is him.
Going. Yeah. They said they did it. They said it was natural causes, so it looks like it was
mm-hmm.
something after a heart attack. It just, you know, it happens.
Yeah, which is very sad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've been following this Chad Ochocinco and Evelyn divorce drama. I know you're not very big on reality. But
mm-hmm.
So apparently, you know, he headbutt her. She filed for divorce. They haven't been speaking her in their interview. He got her face tattooed on his leg, and he has refused to sign the divorce papers. Now, she said was scared of him because of the headbutt. I'd be scared of him because he's not willing to let her go after what he did. You know what I mean? What are your thoughts on
that? He seems a little extreme. Like, he's not giving up.
Right. Let it go. I mean, you messed
up. Yeah, yeah. Like, move on. I mean, you know it's over. Just sign the papers.
And let it go. Right. Because, you know, so much has happened. Like, his world is kind of crumbling down right now. Got kicked off his team. Losing endorsements.
Mm, reality show's over. Yeah,
home going into foreclosure and all kind of stuff. So hope they can pull it together, both of them, the best for each of them. Now, I don't know if you watched the Republican National Convention, and then that was 2 weeks ago, and then last week was the Democrat National Convention. Some side notes, you know, Nicki Minaj, she was on a remix of a song, and she in the song basically said she endorsed Mitt Romney, and she got backlash over that. Which my thing is, I don't care who you vote for, you know what I mean? As long as you know the facts. But anyway, so she did that. But then President Obama, apparently, he was asked about it, and he said that he really didn't know much about what was going on there. He said that he knows that it was in a song and that she, you know, likes to play on words. And so she tweeted something to the fact that at least, you know, the smart ones always get it and that she does, in fact, support President Obama. But so that was that drama.
that was crazy.
Kim Kardashian threw a DNC after party in Charlotte, this new club in Charlotte. And apparently only less than 50 people came out for that. I guess they're like, what does she know about politics? But I don't know. I guess with Kim, you would think more people would come out there. But
yeah, know, definitely. And, you know, the convention was in North Carolina also,
in
Charlotte. So
mm-hmm.
you think she'd at least have some political people coming over, but maybe they're trying to stay away from her. Who knows?
Yeah. There were some really good speeches at both conventions. You know, I think we got to hear Ron Neat, you know, his policies and whatnot, as well as his running mate. And then some for me, I really enjoyed First Lady Michelle Obama's speech.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton gave a great speech, and of course, the president. I enjoyed his speech. We're going to do a show actually next week. We're going to talk about the election. So we're going to have a panel
mm-hmm.
for people from both sides. It's going to be very interesting, you know, because I believe that people can have different views and still get along. Like, you know, I'm a Democrat, but it doesn't mean that I'm, if someone's a Republican, you're a bad person, you know. So that's what I'm hoping that discussion, we can have a good discussion. But really talk about the facts.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. It'll be interesting.
Yeah. Well, study shows that men who smoke weed under the age of 35 have a higher risk of testicular cancer. So all my weed heads out there, get your minds right. If you don't want to have to deal with issues down the road. Speaking of Kim Kardashian, Kanye West said that he used to watch Kim Kardashian and Ray J's sex tape to get him in the mood prior to having sex with women, and that was just something that he would do. He would sometimes watch it even during the act. I don't know how the women feel about that, but apparently
That's a little, you know, Kanye's crazy as is, but that's a little extreme.
It's extreme, and then he even tried to break up Reggie Bush and Kim back in 2009. Well, all this obsession over Kim, I guess it paid off because they're together now. So, now, what are your thoughts on the strike, Chicago teachers are strike? Apparently, Mayor Emanuel and the Chicago Teachers Union failed to reach an agreement in the contract, and so they want raises and all these kind of things. And so there was basically the schools were empty. Students had nowhere to go, parents had nowhere to send their kids, child care, whatnot. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and this is a big deal because this is the third largest city in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, you know, almost 500 public schools in the area that aren't open. And, parents don't know what to do. You know, they have to go to work, so they can't just hang out with their kids, and the kids, you know, have to go somewhere. So, it hit international news, and it's making big news. And I don't know exactly what the teachers and the, you know, administrators are disagreeing on. You know, you can find out more online. But, it's making a bold statement, and hopefully they get a result soon because the city can't go much longer with this going on.
Right. And it's going to happen again tomorrow. They've already confirmed. Also, it could be a trickle-down effect kind of thing where other cities and counties or whatever start doing the same thing. You know what I mean? If this strike is successful, other areas, because, you know, teachers are underpaid, in my opinion, and I think that that it could be something that kind of catches on. So it's going to be kind of scary and interesting to watch.
Yeah, and it does vary state by state because they all have different union rules, and they all have different, if they can strike or not rules, but there is a lot of eyes on this whole strike in the teaching world just to see how it does turn out.
Right, exactly. Now, Gucci Mane is ordered to pay $60,000 for pushing a woman out of a moving SUV. My comment on that is that he's lucky he didn't face worse consequences. I mean, pushing a woman out of a moving SUV, I wonder what she did.
Well, you know, Gucci has a history of violence. So that shouldn't be any surprise, you know.
Gucci
needs to be good. Yeah, Gucci needs to be good. He needs to stay out of the limelight, you know, lay low, and just quit being so violent.
Relax, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, so what do you think about this one? Apparently, a man, he recently started dating this woman, and they had sex. She told him after the fact that she had HIV, and he stabbed her to death. And when the police arrested him, he said, "She killed me, so I killed her." And apparently, she was a mother of two, and everyone that knew her said that how great of a mother was, great of a person she was, and she didn't deserve to go out like this. What do you think about that?
I think that's crazy. This guy definitely did not. I mean, killing someone over something like that is definitely on the extreme. And, she probably should have informed him. I mean, more obviously. But killing someone over something like that is definitely not right. And I think the guy lost his mind and overreacted. Now the kids have no mom. And they're going to have to live with that, and he's going to have to live with what he did for the rest of his life. So,
apparently the kids came home and found their mother dead. You know, they came home from school, I believe. Yeah, and they said that, you know, the one of the friends close to mom said the kid should have never seen that. So very
traumatic.
Yeah. So we wish the best for the kids and everyone involved in that situation. And we definitely have to congratulate Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa, you know, that it is confirmed that she is pregnant with their first child, so congratulations to them. Someone said the child probably gets high on a daily basis, much as Wiz smokes, but hopefully that's not the case. But congratulations to them with their first child. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Corey Taylor. Back in a moment.
Check out the EOTM Media Group. Yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTMPR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
Corey Taylor is a talented music industry professional with a decade of experience. The Virginia native entered the music industry in 2005 and as an assistant manager for Cheryl Coco Clemons, member of the multi-platinum Grammy-nominated R&B trio Sisters with Voices, better known as SWV. Impressed by his professionalism, leadership, and tenacity, SWV hired him as a full-time manager. Corey fused his passion for music and art development and founded 21 Voices Entertainment, a management consulting agency. He was instrumental in securing a new album deal for SWV and currently oversees the SWV brand, which includes business relations, international, national, and regional travels, performances, recordings, and daily activities. Over the years, 21 Voices has supported and secured music business for Keith Sweat, Kelly Price, Carl Thomas, Fantasia, Faith Evans, just to name a few. Please help me welcome to the show, Corey Taylor. Welcome to the show, Corey.
Thanks for having me, man. Thank you. Glad to be here.
I know you're busy. Y'all are on tour right now. What's going on right now with you?
Of course, you know, I'm working with SWV. We just recently came back from a tour we did in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
We did a 5-day tour over there at Big Boy Live. So we recently just got back from there. And we still get to work on the album. The album dropped in April. Still working on the album.
Yeah.
We have some major things coming up. I can't really disclose everything, but
right.
We'll be seeing SWV real soon, coming to a channel near you.
Wow. You know, everyone was excited, including myself, you know, when SWV decided, when they announced that they were coming out with their new album. You know, a lot of people, that is what real music was, you know, the 90s, and you had SWV, Sisters Could Sing. So how does it feel for them being back, you know, with this album and being so well received?
It feels good to me. You know, it really feels good. You know, the girls have been gone for over 15 years as far as music-wise.
Right.
So it feels really good, and it feels good to them to be accepted, you know, because being gone for 15 years is like a lifetime now.
It really is.
So, you know, it feels really good. You know, we wish that, you know, everyone could have known that the girls have an album on, but, you know, the love is still crazy. So it is what it is, but we're glad, you know, just to be able to put out music now and these days and for people to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
We're thankful. We are very grateful, you know, humble about that. So.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's very interesting because we seldom hear about, you know, the behind stories of a manager. It's always focused on the artist. You know, that's the one that gets the attention. That's the one that's in the spotlight. How did you get introduced and get started in the industry? Because I know you started with them as an assistant. How did you get into the industry?
I always worked in the music industry, you know, in some shape or form, you know, some entity. But I really started as a booking agent. Mm-hmm. I used to book for a lot of groups, you know. I became friends with Coco. I also was friends with her manager at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they needed someone to run the day-to-day operations for when she was doing her gospel solo project. And,
yeah,
you know, he brought me on board. And that's how the relationship formed with, as far as, you know, my my working with Coco, that's how it all began there, you know, that I took that route, you know, took a new position.
Right.
I started working with Coco, you know, so.
Well, what prepared you, to become a manager? Because that's a lot of responsibility. Obviously, you've had some experience, but what prepared you for that?
You know, nothing I can say really can prepare you, but you got to have a strong backbone in this business.
Yeah.
You know, you really have to know who you are. You know, you really just have to stand for what you believe in. But most important, you have to operate with integrity, you know. And I really believe in that, you know, in those principles, operating with integrity, you know, stand firm to what you believe in, you know. My philosophy is where there's a will, there is a way.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know,
and then you gotta put.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So you gotta keep good people around you. You know, you can get so lost in this industry that we call music.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, regardless of what you do, you know, but you really have to keep good people around you. And you know, that's basically it. You know.
All right. Well, you know, it's interesting because I remember a couple years back, you know, I moved here to Atlanta from Virginia as well. I moved here to Atlanta to pursue music. And I remember I was meeting with this this guy about being my manager. And he told me, you know what, I would never be your manager. And he said the reason why is because you need to your manager needs to be someone you know and someone that you trust. He said, I could be a consultant to you, but we don't really have that relationship. Is that very important to be able to actually know someone and trust them? Because I see a lot of ads sometimes, people looking for a manager, looking for someone to manage their career. That trust is very important, isn't it?
That trust is very important, but you know, integrity is just as high as trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people, you may trust them, but they may have no integrity. You know, because to me, I guess that's kind of hard to say, because if you can't trust some person, can't trust someone that is representing you, that they must don't have any integrity, because you know a person that lack integrity are not to be trusted.
Right.
That's just the bottom line, you know. So that those work hand in hand with each other, you know. But you don't necessarily have to know that person, but you should get to know them because they represent you. Whatever
right.
you say, whatever you do, however you act, they represent you.
Right. How do you deal with situations where the artist? Because I know, you know, working close with people, sometimes you bump heads. How do you deal with that situation when artists you work with don't always see the vision that you have for them?
Oh, man, that's a good question. You know, you have to compromise.
Yeah.
You really have to compromise at the end of the day. It's not about what we want, what they want, you know, I mean, what I want, what they want. It's about what is needed to get the job done, you know. And that is hard, you know, that's really hard, especially when you're dealing with artists who've had prior huge success as a group like SWV, you know, so it's hard. We're in a new day,
exactly,
and it's just a new day, man. The economy, you know, people don't buy albums like they used to,
right.
People don't go to concerts like they used to, you know, it's just a different day, you know, as far as, you know, certain things, you know, some things have changed, and sometimes, you know, you have to be able to adjust to change, and
right.
A lot of times, it's hard for people to adjust to change.
What were some of the adjustments that, you know, I know this is probably the first time you managed them as a group, this go around with the new album, but what were some of the adjustments they had to make coming back into the industry, 15 years later, as opposed to back when everyone was buying albums and, you know, coming to concerts? What were the adjustments they had to make?
First thing is working with the independent labels that are a major label.
Right, yeah.
You know, we're working with them, you know, the girls are on a major independent label, but the word is independent. It's
right.
still independent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, totally different. You won't get the same budget that you had when working with a major.
Exactly.
You know, so it's such a difference, you know, being able to understand that you may not get played on mainstream like you used to back in the day.
Right.
That,
yeah.
You know, you have to conquer urban AC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's so many things that are different right now. You know, so many artists now, you hear about the album drops, you may hear a buzz about it for maybe a month or two. After 2 months, 2 or 3 months, it's gone.
Right, right.
You know, you have to be able to adapt in the times. As times change, you have to be able to change with the times, because if you don't, you're going to get lost.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line, you know?
What advice would you give an artist? Because I'll say for myself, I just released a new single, and me being an independent artist, how do you go about really getting the word out, like really capitalizing on what you can with your limited budget or whatever the case may be? How do you go about doing that?
You have to be able to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell artists that are just up and coming and coming out, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I do something at B.B. King's once a month called R&B Spotlight,
yeah.
You know, for up and coming artists like yourself. You know, you don't need a manager when there's nothing to manage.
Right, exactly.
You can do, don't pay people to do what you can do for yourself
mm-hmm.
at the time being.
Right.
You know, stay on Twitter, stay on Facebook,
right.
Stay on YouTube. You know, you're a singer. Easily, you can take a camera phone and video record yourself singing,
right.
Post it up, you know, have someone to share it. You don't never know who's friends with who.
That's
who's
true.
Watching, who's seeing that, you know. You just don't know.
Right.
Time is everything, but you have to be consistent, and you have to be creative in a time like this. You know,
agree.
We live in a media viral world, you know,
yeah,
and you have
yeah.
to be able to stay on top of your game with that. You know, take advantage of that. It's free. Twitter can be a great tool to promote anything
mm-hmm.
that you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
No, I agree.
Facebook as well.
I agree because, you know, it was interesting. Chike Evans, who works for the show here, he was telling me that, you know, since I'm here in Atlanta, I should submit some stuff to Tyler Perry Studios, right? And it just so happened that I had
uh-huh.
I had a photo shoot coming up. This was back in January. I had a photo shoot coming up. And I said, okay, well, you know, I'll send some stuff once I get it done. Well, before I could package everything together, I had everything kind of together. I just hadn't mailed it off yet. I get a call
mm-hmm.
from some old YouTube videos from Tyler Perry Studios. They actually called me to come audition for a play. So you're right. You never know who's watching, who's out there looking, and things like that. So I definitely agree with you there. Now, talk to me a little bit more about the R&B showcase that you do, because it's pretty big. Tell us about it.
Well, actually, me and a friend of mine, Kedar Whittle, who started a show on BT called Hell Day,
uh-huh.
we came up with a concept of doing it, you know, to help up-and-coming R&B artists. And I say R&B because there's such a void in R&B right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wanted to be able to help not just up-and-coming R&B artists. If you notice that R&B only artists only get the shine, the little shine that they do get, if they are what we consider a artist. We kind of sometimes we forget about the B artist, the C artist,
mm-hmm.
you know. And we don't give them the platform that it needs. So, you know, I wanted to create another platform for all R&B artists, but especially for up-and-coming R&B artists to come out to perform their new material, you know, to perform covers, you know, to just utilize their gifts, you know, and to let them know that we have a place for them to come and promote themselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And you've had a lot of guest people come in, too. Who are some of the people that perform there outside of upcoming artists?
We've had Cisco from Drew Hill.
Mm-hmm.
We had RL from Next. We had Mila from 702. We had Gene Baylor from John A. We had
wow.
Q from 112. We've had Kenny Lattimore.
Wow.
We had Latasha Scott from Escape.
Uh-huh.
Who else we had? We had Changing Faces. There, we had Little Mo.
Wow.
So we've had, you know,
some bangers.
Yeah, yeah.
So
bit, you know, we had Tyson Beckford come out and host.
Okay. Wow.
With us. So, yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, people are always talking about how, you know, they have the new reality show R&B Divas and R&B music. There's a void there that people aren't singing real R&B anymore. You know, but then no one supports the music once it's released. You know, I know there are a lot of people, especially who are in the 90s or late, early 2000s, who are making comebacks, bringing back R&B music. But do you feel like it's really getting the proper support that it should be getting to keep this music going?
No. No.
Mm-hmm.
The radio and the labels have put this stigma on certain R&B artists, I mean, I guess R&B artists that reach a certain age.
Right, yeah.
You know, and there's music that you can't put an age to. You know, there's just, you can't put an age to great music, and that's just the fact to it, you know. So SWV, like groups like SWV, the 112, the Next, the 702s, those type of artists, you know, they get the album work in like the UK,
exactly.
Japan. They can go to other countries because they appreciate music, and they don't care, you know, how old they are, you know, if they, you know, got a little gray now, if they, you know, not the same slim person when they started out 10, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. They don't care about that. They want the music. You know, now everything has to be almost perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And the labels have put the pressure on the radio. The radio wants, before them to even play you, they want you to look a certain way.
Mm.
You know, and I'm not saying everyone, but, you know, it's just, it's very political. Very, very, very political, you know. And it's just, again, you know, I say it again, it's just a different day.
Yeah.
It's a different day. So you have to have other avenues to promote your work. That's why a lot of these artists are reverting to doing reality shows, because TV is another platform to promote what you are doing.
Yeah, I agree. And also, you know, you mentioned UK and Japan, places where they still appreciate the R&B music, because a lot of these artists that we may not hear in the United States, they're over there touring, performing, making money. Why do you think it's more appreciated overseas?
They don't have enough of it. You know, we're over, I guess maybe the United States is saturated.
Okay.
You know, with a lot of artists. But, you know, I don't think it's like that in other countries. And they just appreciate good music. You know, I'm a fan of the 90s music. It's something about the 90s music, you know, that you remember. It's like timeless music.
Oh, my
music.
Gosh, yeah.
You know, and that's why it's so popular. That's why these groups are getting back together, like the 112, the Next, you know, SWV. You know, that's why those type of artists are coming back, and people really love that, and they gravitate to that type of music because it just takes you to a place when things, even when they work good, they felt good. You know,
yeah.
People put on a record.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm a big fan of Jhené.
Mm-hmm.
I love Jhené.
Mm-hmm.
I can put on Hey Mr. DJ.
Uh-huh.
Man, and it just
take
makes my day feel good. You know, just that feeling. You know, those type of artists, you know, that's what's missing right now. No disrespect to the R&B artists now, like the Chris Brown, the Trey Songz, the Carrie Hilson, the Beyonce, you know, Jasmine Sullivan, you know, Brandy, you know, but it's just
a different
void.
Feeling.
You know, we don't,
Because you can go back to listen, and I'll use SWV because I know it's your groupie manager, but you can listen to most of their songs, and it just takes you back to, wow, you know what I mean? Just
yeah.
That feeling of wow.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, talking about their music, I was interested to hear what they were going to come up with this project because, you know, how time has changed, how music has changed. And to me, they kept the same quality, but it was more updated. How important was that not to go too way off course when coming out with a new project after 15 years?
That was very important.
Mm-hmm.
That was very important when I was seeking out producers, you know. That was the first thing that,
right,
you know, we spoke of. You know, I found this young man by the name of Lamb, Kanan Lamb, who produced the album for us.
Okay.
You know, he had did Jasmine Sullivan's first two albums. He did Monica's album and the previous album. He did, I want to say it was Last Night or He Let You Go. Either one of those.
Right.
Like, Keisha Cole. I can't think. I think it was, Let You Go.
Okay.
I think he did the track for that.
Okay.
He did, you know, he worked with Missy Elliott, you know, he was part of Missy Elliott's protege. And he really got SWV. You know, we talked. He sent me over some music. I really wasn't feeling it. I said, you know, go back and study the girls.
Right.
He came back 2 or 3 days later, and he sent me the music.
Wow.
And one of the first songs he sent me was Cosign. We recorded Cosign back in 2010.
Okay.
The summer of 2010.
Yeah.
And when I first heard it, I was like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the girl single.
Oh my
God. You know, and I fought with the label. you know, they didn't believe that was a strong song at first.
Oh my God.
I was like, that's the song.
That's the song, yeah. So once they got back together and they started recording, did it feel like old times? Did it feel like, I mean, I'm sure it took us some time, but, you know, Coco obviously had been recording a gospel album and whatnot, but to get them all three back together, did it take a little while for them to get back to familiarity of being in the studio, recording together and all that kind of stuff, or were they able just to get back in there and do their thing?
It really didn't take a long time, but of course they had to warm up, and,
right.
You know, once they start hearing the music, you know, everything starts shaping up.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
It was a great feeling because, you know, Brother Big Barn past 15 years, and I'm not saying, you know, that they're the greatest thing on earth, but SWV really put out a great R&B album.
They really did, yeah.
You know, a lot of artists try to... Mm-hmm.
No,
so
they really did,
a lot of artists come out and they try to change
mm-hmm.
with how the times are changing, you know, as far as music. You have to give the fans what they are known, what you're known
right,
for. Don't go
yeah.
too far to the left because, you know, it may backfire on you, and that's where a lot of artists make mistakes by. You know, they try to do something, they fall under the pressure of the label. The label wants them to sound a certain way and do certain type songs, and it may not fit who they are and who the fans remember.
Right.
You know.
Because they wanted to hear that SWV sound. They didn't want to hear...
Right.
Right, exactly. Talk to us about 21 Voices.
21 Voices Entertainment, you know, I do a wide range of things, you know, of course, I manage, I consult, you know, the R&B Spotlight falls under that umbrella as well,
okay.
You know, I book a lot of overseas tours as well, you know, so I do a lot of, you know, different things, wear a lot of different hats, you know, I'm always interested in the next great, doesn't have to be R&B, but the next great artist, you know. Somebody that's just different, you know. You know, a lot of these artists, they don't have no originality. You know, they may think they're original, but I've seen them, I've heard them.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
You know, when you hear someone new now, and if you don't get that tingling feeling when you hear that person, you know, it's something missing. Because when I hear somebody and you know, I just feel it in my bones. You know, when they're like just awesome, you know, that
mm-hmm.
that next great star. It's something that just come over me and it's just confirmation. You know, very seldom do you see it and do you hear it, because everybody want to sound like everybody else and look like everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, fine. What advice would you have for any upcoming artists, managers, producers? What kind of advice could you offer to them?
Learn the business, you know.
Mm.
Learn the business. You know, you have to be able to adapt
right.
in a forever changing business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the music industry, you know, is forever changing, and it is a business.
Yeah.
You know, you have to treat it as such.
Right,
you know,
right.
I tell up and coming artists all the time, you know, you have to master being small before you can try to be big.
Yeah.
And that means, you know, learn basics. You know, learn what it is to be an artist.
Right.
You know, artist development is not taught anymore.
Mm-mm,
you know,
not,
you need to learn basic things.
Yeah.
What to wear, how to answer questions when you're doing an interview.
Right.
You know, how to conduct yourself when you're in public. You know, what to say, what not to say, all of that is artist development, you know, and you need to learn those basic things, and those tools will get you so further along in this industry. Learn how to remain humble.
Mm.
You know, your talent can't be on 10 and your humility will be on 2.
That's true. Yeah,
you know, your humility needs to match up with your talent. You know, humility can get you into doors that your talent can't.
Mm.
And, you know, artists need to understand that. I don't care if you're up and coming or, you know, you're national or whatever, you know.
You know, I had someone tell me one time, he was managing me, and he told me that when, and it kind of changed the way that I did my music, just like creating music, work for producers and whatnot. He told me that when you record a song or you're creating a song, you're putting out a song, you can't say I'm competing with another independent artist. You're saying that I'm putting my music out, I'm competing with whoever's out. and that really changed the way I thought about when I was recording music, because I was only thinking, well, I'm an independent artist, I can compete with my independent, you know, peers. But really, you're putting music out there that should be able to stand up to whoever's out there. Do you agree with that?
I do. I definitely do.
Well, I know you're on Twitter. Tell us, what's your Twitter name?
Corey, C-O-R-Y, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R-V-A. So Corey Taylor, V-A.
All right. Well, listen, Corey, I thank you so much. I know y'all just got off tour. I know you're probably tired, but I thank you for calling in tonight, and the best with you and the girls and everything. Appreciate you.
Can I say one thing? Are we still on?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. We are running a contest, R&B Spotlight. We're looking for the next great R&B artist.
Okay.
We're working on a compilation project, and I've teamed up with Carvin and Ivan, Grammy award-winning producers.
Yeah.
You know, and we're doing a compilation album. So if there are any artists out there that are interested in submitting, you know, we're accepting work. You can be a producer, you can be a songwriter, you can be a singer. We just ask that you submit your material by MP3s.
Okay.
And, you know, let me give you the address they can send it to. It is Talent, T-A-L-E-N-T, R-N-B Spotlight at gmail.com. So
okay.
Talent R&B Spotlight at gmail.com.
I might submit some of my own stuff in there.
Yeah.
But definitely.
You know, you're welcome to.
Okay, well, listen.
You know.
Definitely thank you so much. And everyone, artists out there, producers, submit some music. You might be put on the compilation project. But,
That's right.
But thanks again, Corey, for your time, and have a great night, okay?
Thank you for having me, man, and take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Steve and Knight Show. You know, someone asked me a question. They heard the commercial that just played where the guy singing The Steve and Knight Show Talk Show. That's not me singing. That's actually a great artist named Ron Anthony. So check him out. Someone asked me, was that me singing? If it isn't, thank you. Well, it's not me. But it's Ron Anthony. But check him out. He's definitely doing big things. But now it's time to go on to Steven's Playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during this segment. Each week we select artists to play on our playlist. Tonight, our playlist feature songs are both independent and major artists, including SWV, O'Shawn Buckingham, and my brand new single, Addicted to Love. If you're interested in being featured on Steven's Playlist, please email us at thestevenknightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. Now, all songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, the first song is by SWV. It was their first single off their current project entitled Cosign. Check it out and enjoy Steven's Playlist.
I will never find the one who will know how to love me. Boy, this is something. To hear your voicemail, it makes me want to call and replay the way you talk, yeah. Boy, you're speaking my language. I hear you saying
that will be. There's no place that
rather be. Boy, this is not me. Don't stop what you're doing, yeah. When you come around, I don't know how to behave. I get so open from all the words you've spoken.
I can't control. I can't stop loving. inside of me. That refuses to leave. It's trying to kill my heartbeat. So it's decided to go out every way. I don't have no hate in my heart to have a place. Doesn't matter when no one puts it to me anything. Just pick up and call me. I'll be there, believe me.
Forever love you. 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 Forever love you.
Forever love you. You and I see y'all together. I don't need you tripping because I see that you smile and that's all that matters to me. That you're happy and homies treating you like a queen. That's how it's supposed to be. You're worth every single bit. But level of maturity is what keeps me sane. So I'd rather remain friends and not enemies. And forever, if you should come up short and you need me, don't you dare hesitate. Just kiss up and call me.
Yeah. Do it like you. I love you forever. Girl, I love you Nobody fuck niggas over there, but they worry about me. I got a homeboy named Butter and another homeboy, that nigga named Cheese. Fuck with me, baby, I make it milk till it drip down your knees. Spit this shit for real low, brain real low. Kiddo say he looks up to me, this just makes me feel old. Never thought that we could become someone else's hero. Man, we were just in the food court, eating God's heroes. Yesterday, that's the way, every single morning I try to pray. Grandmama and them, they never forgot, nothing else really mean nothing to me. I ain't studying to be, talking to me. Girl, why you fucking with me? Move on, ain't nothing to see. Shh. Always from the song, I'm the wrong, off the rip, cause of him, all of them will remember. But the men, nut, they fell in love with rap. Black like having your cousin back, blue like when that rent is due, cream like when I'm loving you. Drippin' swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Ooh. You got the swag sauce, you drippin' swag goo. Ooh.
My heart be both my heart back, and to you it's all a game we
Thank you, everybody, for listening in tonight. Shout out to Corey Taylor. Don't forget to submit your music. There's a link on our Facebook page for the compilation album. We look forward to seeing you, have you submit your videos for our Stephen Knight Show singing competition. Have a great week. God bless. Good night.